and welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Local South Coast organist John Mann, after more than 60 years of entertaining, decided to take a well-earned retirement from touring. Today's show pays tribute to his keyboard artistry. To open, here's the rousing Marching Strings, written in 1952 by British bandleader Ray Martin under the nom de plume of Marshall Ross. You'll know it better as the theme from the BBC's long-running Top of the Form. John Mann and the Compton in Pipes in the Peaks, in the car showroom of the Dovedale Garage in the village of Thorpe in Derbyshire. John was born in Brighton and, like most professional artists, he started his musical training early with piano and later church organ lessons. At 17, he was employed by Brighton Ice Rink to play for the Skaters, and then in 1959, he toured with ABC Cinema's stage shows, followed by summer seasons at Skegness and Ramsgate. More about his career in a moment, but in the meantime, this is a track from 2006, recorded on the Wurlitzer in the Bertie Fenn Collection, Pinchbeck, Lincolnshire. A theme from Chaplin's 1954 Modern Times film, Smile. Thank you. After those summer seasons, John Mann played for 10 years at Queen's Ice Rink in London, having auditioned both as a dancer for the ice shows and for the position of electronic organist. From then on, his playing talents outshone his dancing abilities, and at the end of the residency at Queen's, he returned to summer seasons at Worthing, Eastbourne and Bexhill-on-Sea. This recording of the ever-popular novelty NOLA is from what I think was his first long player album on Theatre Pipes. NOLA, taped on Len Rawls' home Wurlitzer in Chorley Wood and issued on Len's Tonner Wondersound label in 1973. John has released many albums, both on various brands of theatre pipes and using his own eminent electronic touring organ. I have almost 400 tracks of his in my library, and I've quite a few more to add when I can get a spare moment. From 2010, featuring the Hill Norman & Beer dual-purpose pipe organ in the Dome Theatre in his native Brighton, this is Ivor Novello's Love Is My Reason.
Thank you.
Love Is My Reason from Novello's 1945 stage musical Perchance to Dream. Summer seasons playing to holidaymakers and touring the pipe and electronic organ venues has provided John staple income for much of his 80-plus years, aided by numerous appearances on BBC's The Organist Entertains. This recording of The Rain in Spain dates from a 2000 CD, Curtain Up, It's Showtime, an apt description for John's career spanning six decades, and it features the Compton Christie hybrid that until quite recently was installed in the Town Hall of Portslade, just along the coast from Brighton. I mentioned John's own eminent 2000 electronic theatre organ earlier, so I thought it was fitting to include one track of that instrument that really does show his flair for arranging, as well as combining piano with the organ. That delightful The Windows of Paris was composed by Tony Osborne in 1959. From earlier in that decade comes this rather symphonic piece, Rondo Rhapsody, composed by Welshman Mai Jones for his popular BBC radio series Welsh Rarebit. The organ is the ex-Regal Edmonton Christie, now in the premises of Paul Kerner, appropriately in South Wales, and it's a track from what I think was John's last CD release, Theatre Organ Magic. Rhapsody, John Mann and the Christie now belonging to Paul Kerner. Being decidedly not a fan of medleys, I admire John for recording so many individual pieces throughout his career, but to end on a high note, I am playing a medley of two songs that could describe his approach to music, Happy Feet and Tap Your Troubles Away. The organ is another instrument in the Bertie Fenn collections, the Compton from the Ritz Cinema, Tunbridge Wells. Happy Feet and Tap Your Troubles Away. 6 decades is a long time to be touring, and I'm sure that we all wish John Mann a happy retirement from such travelling, especially on Britain's crowded roads and trains. As the song goes, thank you for the music. And there's much more music on my website, www.hotpipes.eu, so do come visit, and if so inspired, get in touch with me with a request or two. Until next time, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.